the major issues that are being discussed is essentially how to leverage existing technology in Africa to bring everyone within the populace to engage them in the economy, how businesses are supposed to seek out opportunities and find partnerships for foreign direct investment to then come through. We're talking about investment in companies that are based in Africa such that the growth of the economy is by indigenous African companies. With, of course, investors.
Who are some of the people that were attending the session that you were in?
So from the sessions that I've participated, we have CEOs of large companies like the African Development Bank, we have General Electric, CEOs of Walmart, think of the Mastercard Foundation, and the like. And these are the people we've been talking about their work, their expansion on the continent, how they're working with African indigenous companies to achieve this growth that we're all talking about.
And also, we understand that Zimbabwe businessman Strive Masiwa is here in Washington and he will be presenting at this summit. Have you had an opportunity to hear some of his presentations, or has he presented already? What's the situation?
He hasn't presented this yet. I'm actually keen to listen in on the presentation and hopefully get the opportunity to engage with him in meaningful discussion with regards to business in Zimbabwe and on the continent at large.
Also, you were saying this meeting will culminate in the Leaders' Summit later on today. What are you expecting the leaders to discuss, especially looking at Zimbabwe?
At the end of today, President Obama is going to come through and talk about a few initiatives, key partnerships that have been realized through the summit. I'm actually going to get the opportunity to interview him and discuss a few key issues that are pertinent to the African continent, as well to Zimbabwe. Now, with regards to Zimbabwe, first of all, we have issues to do with global community to use Zimbabwe as an investment opportunity. We need clarity with regards to that because Zimbabwe is a very viable investment opportunity. There are so many opportunities that are there. We have companies that are coming up. We have young entrepreneurs who are innovative enough to come up with solutions that are solving actual problems in communities. Issues to do slightly with how sanctions have been addressed and the like. So essentially, it's really about clarifying Zimbabwe as an ideal investment destination.
You say that you will have an opportunity to interview President Barack Obama and also maybe highlight some of the issues that you as young people would like to see addressed, especially in regards to Zimbabwe. What are some of the main points that you are going to put across to President Obama?
Firstly, I'm going to be talking about how we need the inclusion of us, the young leaders, because the theme of this entire summit is about investing in Africa's next generation. So in these conversations and dialogues, we need the involvement of the young entrepreneurs, the young African leaders, to understand how exactly they're working currently, how we can build smarter policies to enable our growth and flourishing within our current economy. We're going to be talking about how we need our leaders to leverage on technology, to converse with us with regards to these issues, how basically we need a more holistic conversation, shall I say, to involve everybody. That's essentially part of what I'm going to be conversing with him.